מסכת בבא בתרא פרק ז' מישנה ג', מי דה בחבר אני מייחל לך, הן חסר, הן יוסר. ומייחל sells a base core to his friend. And he tells him, I'm selling you this specific base core as it's measured by a rope. And then he says that it might be bigger or smaller than a base core. Now we saw in the previous mission that if the mocher says mida bechevel, then even if it's only slightly smaller or bigger than a base core, money has to be subtracted or added. On the other hand, if he uses the term hein chas or hein yasser, it could be up to 1/24 bigger or smaller without subtracting or adding money. So these two terms contradict each other, and we don't know which term to go by. So the Mishnah tells us, bito hein chas or hein yasser mida bechevel. The term of hein chas or hein yasser overcome the other term of mida b'cheva, and the din would be as if he said hein chaser, hein yaser, which is that it could be up to 24 bigger or smaller without subtracting or adding money, as this was the last term that he used, so we go by that term. Hein chaser, hein yaser, mida b'cheva. But if he first uses the term of hein chaser, hein yaser, and only after that he says mida b'cheva, so then the din would be different. Bito mida b'cheva, hein chaser, hein yaser, dibrei ben anas. The second term in this case, which is mida b'cheva, would overcome the other term of hein chaser, hein yaser, as Binana says that we always go by the last term that he used, not the first one. The Chacham argued with Binana, though, they are mesupet, they are unsure whether we should go by the first term or the second term. So since the mocher is mukhzor, he's the one that has possession of the karka, so therefore, whichever term is more beneficial to him, that would be the term that we would go by. If somebody tells his friend he's selling him a specific base core and he marks off the boundaries and makes a simon by the boundaries and he says, between these boundaries is a base core that I am selling to you, and it turned out to be not exactly a base core, turned out to be a six or less, smaller or bigger than a base core, the sale is valid and no money is added or subtracted. But if it turns out to be more than a six, bigger or smaller than a base core, then money has to be subtracted or added. Mishnah Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, chatzi sada ani moicher l'cha. Somebody who makes an agreement with his friend to sell him half of a specific field. Mishamnim b'nen, v'noitzo chatzi sadeh. The mocher can take for himself the more fertile part of the field and give the lokeach the other half. But the part of the field that the lokeach gets must be worth half of the value of the entire field. So if he gets the less fertile part, he would actually get more than half of the field. At that which the mocher told the lokeach he is selling him half of the field, what he meant to say is that he is selling him a part of the field that is worth half of the value of the entire field. Chetzio badarom ani moicher l'cha. Mishanim b'neim v'noito chetzio badarom. If the agreement that was made is that the lokeach was buying half of the southern part of the field, the mocher can take the more fertile part of the field for himself. And if the southern part of the field is the most fertile part of the field, the mocher can take the entire southern part of the field for himself and give the lokeach a part of the field in a different area. At that which the mocher told the lokeach that he's selling him half of the southern part of the field, he didn't mean to say that necessarily the lokeach would receive the part of the field that is in the south. What he meant to say is that I will give you part of this field that is worth half of the value of the southern part of the field. For whom a kabo love makom hageder, charetz uben charetz. The lokeach who buys a part of this field must take upon himself to leave some room in his part of the field for the fence that goes around the field and for the two ditches near the fence that go around the field. The kama hu charetz, shisha tfachim. How wide is the charit? The charit is a wider ditch. It's 6 tfachim wide. Uben charit shlosha. And the ben charit, which is the narrower ditch, is 3 tfachim wide. And in those days next to the fence, they dug 2 ditches in order to stop small animals from jumping into the field. So therefore, they first dug a narrower ditch next to the fence. But that would not suffice, as the small animals could jump over that narrow ditch. So therefore, tetach after the narrow ditch, they dug a wider ditch to stop the animals from getting into the field. Now, if they dug just a wider ditch, even though the animals would not be able to jump over the wider ditch, but they would be able to enter into the ditch and from there they would jump into the field. So therefore, they dug two ditches, and that stopped the animals entirely from getting into the field.